Section 46, Zion, the Pure in Heart. Reading Assignment, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 57, verses 1 through 3. Section 64, verses 33 through 43. Section 97, verses 8 through 28. Section 105, verses 1 through 12. Moses, chapter 7, verses 12 through 19. Verses 61 through 63. And verses 68 through 69. The 10th Article of Faith. Our Heritage, pages 37 through 38, and pages 145 through 146. What are some of the uses of the word Zion in the Scriptures? For example, see 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 6 through 7, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 1, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 through 23, Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verses 66 through 67, Section 57, verses 1 through 2, Section 82, verse 14, and Section 97, verse 21. The 10th Article of Faith, and Moses, chapter 7, verse 19. Note that this lesson will focus on Zion as the society that is established by people who will become pure in heart through the gospel of Jesus Christ. What characterized the Zion of Enoch's time? See Moses, chapter 7, verses 12 through 19. Why was their city called Zion? See Moses chapter 7, verse 18. What does it mean to be of one heart and one mind? Why were the early saints unable to build the city of Zion? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verses 6 through 8, and section 105, verses 1 through 12. What can we learn from their experience that can help us build Zion today? Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verses 14 through 15. What did the Lord command in these verses? What are some specific things you should do to build Zion? Think of some of the most meaningful teachings you remember from this year's study of the Doctrine and Covenants and church history. Some ways to help remember could include looking back to this study guide, reviewing scripture chains, recalling favorite stories from our heritage, or leafing through the Doctrine and Covenants to see passages you have marked. Take a few minutes to write about these meaningful teachings in your journal. Write down what you have learned from these teachings about how to build Zion. Scripture chain, Zion, the pure in heart. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verse 28. Doctrine and Covenants, section 97, verse 21. Doctrine and Covenants, section 100, verse 16, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verses 17 through 18. Scriptures relating to section 46, Zion, the pure in heart. 2 Samuel, chapter 5, verses 6 through 7. 6. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem unto the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, which spake unto David, saying, Except thou take away the blind and the lame, thou shalt not come in hither, thinking David cannot come in hither. 7. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion. The same is the city of David. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 1. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 through 23. 22. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. 23. To the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verses 66 through 67. 66. And it shall be called the New Jerusalem a land of peace, a city of refuge, a place of safety for the saints of the Most High God. 67. And the glory of the Lord shall be there, and the terror of the Lord also shall be there, insomuch that the wicked will not come unto it, and it shall be called Zion. Doctrine and Covenants, section 57, verses 1 through 2. 1. Hearken, O ye elders of my church, saith the Lord your God, who have assembled yourselves together, according to my commandments in this land, which is the land of Missouri, which is the land which I have appointed and consecrated for the gathering of the saints. 2. Wherefore this is the land of promise, and the place for the city of Zion. Doctrine of Covenants, section 82, verse 14. For Zion must increase in beauty and in holiness. Her borders must be enlarged, her stakes must be strengthened. Yea, verily I say unto you, Zion must arise and put on her beautiful garments. Doctrine and Covenants, section 97, verse 21. Therefore verily thus saith the Lord, Let Zion rejoice, for this is Zion, the pure in heart. Therefore let Zion rejoice, while all the wicked shall mourn. The 10th Article of Faith. We believe in the literal gathering of Israel and in the restoration of the 10 tribes, that Zion, the New Jerusalem, will be built upon the American continent, that Christ will reign personally upon the earth, and that the earth will be renewed and receive its paradisical glory. Moses chapter 7, verse 19. And Enoch continued his preaching in righteousness unto the people of God. And it came to pass in his days that he built a city that was called the City of Holiness, even Zion. Moses chapter 7, verses 12 through 19. 12. And it came to pass that Enoch continued to call upon all the people, save it were the people of Canaan, to repent. 13. And so great was the faith of Enoch that he led the people of God, and their enemies came to battle against them. And he spake the word of the Lord, and the earth trembled, and the mountains fled, even according to his command. And the rivers of water were turned out of their course. And the roar of the lions was heard out of the wilderness, and all nations feared greatly. So powerful was the word of Enoch, and so great was the power of the language which God had given him. 14. There also came up a land out of the depth of the sea, and so great was the fear of the enemies of the people of God, that they fled and stood afar off, and went upon the land which came up out of the depth of the sea. 15. And the giants of the land also stood afar off, and there went forth a curse upon all people that fought against God. 16. And from that time forth there were wars and bloodshed among them, but the Lord came and dwelt with his people, and they dwelt in righteousness. 17. The fear of the Lord was upon all nations, so great was the glory of the Lord, which was upon his people. And the Lord blessed the land, and they were blessed upon the mountains, and upon the high places, and did flourish. 18. And the Lord called his people Zion, because they were of one heart and one mind, and dwelt in righteousness, and there was no poor among them. 19. And Enoch continued his preaching in righteousness unto the people of God. And it came to pass in his days that he built a city that was called the City of Holiness, even Zion. Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verses 6 through 8. 6. Behold, I say unto you, there were jarrings and contentions, and envyings, and strifes, and lustful and covetous desires among them. Therefore by these things they polluted their inheritances. 7. And they were slow to hearken unto the voice of the Lord their God. Therefore the Lord their God is slow to hearken unto their prayers, to answer them in the day of their trouble. 8. In the day of their peace they esteemed lightly my counsel, but in the day of their trouble, of necessity, they feel after me. Doctrine and Covenants, section 105, verses 1 through 12. 1. Verily I say unto you, who have assembled yourselves together, that you may learn my will concerning the redemption of mine afflicted people. 2. Behold, I say unto you, were it not for the transgressions of my people, speaking concerning the church and not individuals, they might have been redeemed even now. 3. But behold, they have not learned to be obedient to the things which I required at their hands, but are full of all manner of evil, and do not impart of their substance, as becometh saints to the poor and afflicted among them. 4. And are not united according to the union required by the law of the celestial kingdom. 5. And Zion cannot be built up unless it is by the principles of the law of the celestial kingdom. Otherwise I cannot receive her unto myself. 6. And my people must needs be chastened until they learn obedience, if it must needs be, by the things which they suffer. 7. I speak not concerning those who are appointed to lead my people, who are the first elders of my church, for they are not all under this condemnation. 8. But I speak concerning my churches abroad. There are many who will say, Where is their God? Behold, he will deliver them in the time of trouble. Otherwise we will not go up unto Zion, and will keep our monies. 9. Therefore, in consequence of the transgressions of my people, it is expedient in me that mine elders should wait for a little season for the redemption of Zion. 10. That they themselves may be prepared, and that my people may be taught more perfectly, and have experience and know more perfectly concerning their duty, and the things which I require at their hands. 11. And this cannot be brought to pass until mine elders are endowed with power from on high. 12. For behold, I have prepared a great endowment and blessing to be poured out upon them, inasmuch as they are faithful and continue in humility before me. Doctrine and Covenant, section 82, verses 14 through 15. 14. For Zion must increase in beauty and in holiness. Her borders must be enlarged, her stakes must be strengthened. Yea, verily, I say unto you, Zion must arise and put on her beautiful garments. 15. Therefore I give unto you this commandment, that ye bind yourselves by this covenant, and it shall be done according to the laws of the Lord. Scriptures relating to the scripture chain, Zion, the pure in heart. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Doctrine and Covenant, section 50, verse 28. But no man is possessor of all things, except he be purified and cleansed from all sin. Refer again to Doctrine and Covenant, section 97, verse 21. Doctrine and Covenant, section 100, verse 16. For I will raise up unto myself a pure people that will serve me in righteousness. Doctrine and Covenant, section 101, verses 17 to 18. 17. Zion shall not be moved out of her place, notwithstanding her children are scattered. 18. They that remain and are pure in heart shall return and come to their inheritances, they and their children with songs of everlasting joy, to build up the waste places of Zion. End of the scriptures relating to the scripture chain, Zion, the pure in heart. End of section 46, Zion, the pure in heart.